A listener gets in touch with us this morning complaining there was no lifeguard at Fianna Fáil yesterday all day. The busiest day of the year so far. Can Kerry County Council explain, please? There was lightning there in the late evening and thankfully two ladies took it upon themselves to advise everyone to get out of the water. Someone could have been killed there. Also, please remind people to take away their rubbish with them. The beach was left in a bad way yesterday evening. We talked about this yesterday and there was no lifeguards on early yesterday. There was no lifeguards available any time during the day for Fianna Fáil. Kerry County Council said to us they have 43 lifeguards on duty over the summer at the Blue Flag beaches across the county. Beachgoers are reminded that lifeguards are only on duty during specific times, generally 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday, 11 to 7 on weekends and bank holidays during the bathing season, June to August. These times are subject to availability of lifeguards and are advised locally on Blue Flag beaches. Lifeguards cover the designated parts of the beach in between the lifeguard flags. So that's what the council said. They didn't have anyone to do Fianna Fáil. That happens from time to time. With regards to, but two problems I have with the comment that comes in giving out Kerry County Council. Number, all right, on one level, busy day, they're doing their best, they're trying to get as many lifeguards in across the season on every beach, not possible every single day, and it was a pretty hot day yesterday. Aside from that though, my question is, the two ladies, and fair play to them, to take it upon themselves to advise everyone to get out of the water, why were there people in the water in the first place? And at some stage you have to stand back and say, okay, is it the responsibility of the local authority that I'm crazy enough to go into the water when there's an orange weather alert for thunderstorms? Thunderstorms, known in advance, available on your phone, check the weather forecast, ask somebody, listen to Radio Kerry. We were revising of it all afternoon, yesterday afternoon, in advance of the orange alert that there was going to be thunderstorms and a huge amount of energy in the air that, you know, fuels hit and miss thunderstorms that can strike anywhere. And a lot of them struck Kerry right across the afternoon. And pretty accurate, around about 5 o'clock, it came in off the south coast and swept northwards across the county, up into Ballina. There was very heavy hail up there, some very high temperatures in Galway as well. But my question is, why were the people in the water when, or at the beach, when, all right, there's an orange weather alert for thunderstorms, I tell you what, I'm going to leave the beach now for safety reasons, and not to stand back and rely on their lifeguard to tell you what's what when it comes to that. One different thing about safety and swimming in the water, and if you get into trouble, you need a lifeguard there. But having the common sense not to be on a beach or not to go into the water when there's an orange alert for thunderstorms from Met Éireann, which is warned in advance, I don't really understand that. So I don't think you can blame Kerry County Council for people being in the water yesterday during an orange weather alert for thunderstorms. And the other side of it, again, Kerry County Council gets a lot of flack for cleaning up the beaches or beach in Bassett. What about the behaviour of the people who left the beach in Fianna Fáil in a bad state yesterday? Where does that come in? Does it always come down to the council clean up after irresponsible people who just throw their rubbish and don't care? They go, they enjoy the amenity, they enjoy the seaside, they enjoy Fianna Fáil, a beautiful place, and they decide to reward the area by dumping on it and not picking up their stuff. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm cranky this morning, but that comment just set me off when I thought about Mother of Sweet Divine. Does the council have to do everything for everybody in terms of their safety and in terms of cleaning up after people who should know better? Give me your thoughts on that. 066-712-3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300. We'll be talking Cork and Dáil a little bit later on. Another thing which annoyed me this morning was, and it's something from being in international cities, travelling to London, travelling all over the world really, and many of you will know that contactless payments are, you know, they're par for the course. Nearly every city has them now, particularly on public transport, that you tap your card, you swipe it, and all of a sudden you're on your bus, you're on your underground, you're on your tram, whatever it is, and that's how you pay in the modern world. We have taken the contactless in this country almost like no other in terms of the amount of people who are using their phones now or cards to tap for everything and cash disappearing. We have a situation though with our public services and particularly our transport services where I don't know what's gone wrong, but it's gone badly, badly wrong. I was in Dublin, I think, 2 years ago, and I actually couldn't believe, it was my first time in a long time being there, I couldn't believe I couldn't get on a bus and tap to pay the bus driver. You had to go and get cash, the exact change. It was like being back in the 19th century. They're very slowly, very, very slowly getting to grips with that. Still isn't in, apparently, in Dublin. Will be in eventually. But what about the rest of the country? no contactless transport pay outside Dublin before 2029. That's 3 years away, and I reckon around 20 years after London started introducing it first. And that's just, I can't understand how the government, how the civil servants, how the transport companies, the semi-state bodies have got it so horribly wrong in the failure to make things convenient for people to use public transport. It beggars belief. I'll be talking to John Downing about that, amongst other things. When you talk about the failure to deliver critical infrastructure and be a modern city, modern society, that's pretty bad. It's, the government stand indicted for that one. I think successive governments stand indicted that one. Anyway, if you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the show on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 300. I want to start with the weather this morning, though, because as Met Éireann is advising us, this unusually hot weather isn't over yet. A European heat wave is the most severe ever recorded. We're on the edge of it here. I think it got up to 31 or 32 degrees in Athenry yesterday. But overall across Europe, it's been a record shattering warm spell. And speaking of shattering, the thunderstorms came in yesterday evening to shatter the hot weather. But still hot today. A yellow weather alert extended to the early hours of tomorrow morning, indeed into 9 o'clock tomorrow morning as well. So that's where things stand when it comes to the weather. We decided this morning to talk to a man who spends a good bit of time observing the weather, particularly the weather in West Kerry, and that is Chris Byrne, who runs Ventry Weather. Chris, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
And good morning from Ventry, Gerry. It's Factor 50 weather for sure.
Yeah, it certainly is. And yes, even this morning, yesterday, incredibly muggy, incredibly humid out there as well. And we saw really, you know, frenetic, energetic weather yesterday when the thunderstorms came in. What's it been like in Ventry over the last couple of days? And what was it like yesterday?
Well, we had 28 degrees Celsius at 7:30 in the morning, which is kind of remarkable. There's a local fisherman's tale here that if you see a hare, there'll be no work today. So I guess there were no hares. There were a few hares spotted yesterday and today. You say there was, you know, all-time records, but the all-time record for 1887 wasn't beat. I think the Met people were hoping it would be. I think we, as you said, there was 31 in Tulla and 30 in Killarney. And not forgetting the summer of 1976, if anyone's old enough to remember that one. We also had around 32 degrees there. But as you said, the main act is in France, isn't it? I mean, the 42 degrees they're getting, I mean, that's a punishing temperature, and they're getting it day after day. That heat dome isn't moving at all.
They're saying essentially the records, 45% of 800 cities across 30 European countries, including five on the island of Ireland, have already been broken or predicted to break their highest ever heat and stress level. So that's where you see the situation, people trying to cool themselves off and people wondering, will there be any break from this? If it gets up to over 32 or 30, that starts to become really uncomfortable. We haven't got, in parts like yesterday, we have got to that. But by and large, we have been spared the worst of it, really, Chris, haven't we, here?
Well, we have. And you know, as they say, the average melting point of the Irish person is 28 degrees Celsius. They're predicting this 42-degree heat that you're seeing in Paris and northern France is going to hit Berlin. But it looks like it'll be back to business as usual. Tomorrow there's a good bit of rain around. So Central Europe is the main act. We're on the edge, and thanks to the southwesterly airflows, we're well protected. So I think it's going to be back to business as usual, and hope everybody enjoyed the 2 days. I was listening to your chat there about the swimming in thunderstorms.
Yeah,
you're on fire there. And you're absolutely right. I mean, I swim every day, and I see people do really stupid things off piers and whatnot. And I just think there isn't enough awareness, really, Gerry, that people shouldn't go into the water when lightning's about. It sounds obvious, but it doesn't seem to be getting through.
No, not when you have two ladies having to tell people to get out of the water for their own safety yesterday afternoon.
Right.
There's some kind of a fall down there, or lack of education or lack of awareness somewhere. But the thing about it, Chris, with the work you do, with the work Met Aaron does, the sophistication of the radar technology, satellite technology, there's kind of no excuse, is there? Really, we're knowing more now about the weather than we ever did in the past.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, those, as you said, the thunderstorms were well marked and in advance, and they pretty much came when they said they would. I mean, thunderstorms in particular are very hard for them to track, actually. But you know, because it's the hot air rises and pulls all that moisture up, and then with the Atlantic coming in, it's going to drop. You know, all that, as you said, all of that energy in the air is creating thunderstorms. But they were pretty accurate in terms of when and where. I think Danny Gall got a lot of thunderstorms yesterday evening. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ballina, there was hail the size of, I don't know, the size of a coin, a €1 coin. They looked like actually Mentos. You know the Mentos sweets, that size, the hail was dropping there.
Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed it. You may have noticed last night when it was raining that the you know, the raindrops were particularly larger. You'll notice that in the summer, that the raindrops are very large, as would be any hail that falls. And of course, it's quite strange to see hail falling in the middle of June.
Yeah, it certainly is. And that's to do with that atmospheric pressure and all the energy that's there, Chris, and where things stand at the moment. How hot did it get in Ventry? What was the highest, do you think, over the last number of years? Was it that 28, 29 degrees?
I didn't see it going over 30, Jerry. 28, 29 was about as hot as it got. It was quite cloudy here for a bit, and there was some rain. But, of course, you know, we're right on the edge. I think your hometown of Kenmare looks to me like it was the hottest part of Kerry yesterday, 31 degrees there.
Incredible. And when you look at the night time then, and I don't know if tonight's going to be the same before this yellow weather alert is over for high temperatures, it was 20 degrees last night in the Phoenix Park in Dublin in the middle of the night, and it's very heat stress and sleeping an issue for most people, hard to get ventilation going unless you have the air conditioning on, if you're lucky enough to have that too. So that's the other factor of it. It's been very hot, tropical nights successively over the last week.
Yeah, very unusual. I mean, we would rarely see 18, 19 degrees overnight like that. So that was obviously very uncomfortable for everyone. And such a stark contrast to the weather we had just 3 weeks ago, you know, where it was
freezing. It was like October.
It was like March. It was unreal. And, you know, absolutely freezing temperatures, the bipolar weather, as I call it. I think that seems to be the pattern. I mean, I know that people are talking about climate change for this, you know, for the heat dome. And one other comment I saw on it, which is an interesting one, is that the extra heat that they're seeing there in Europe is in fact due to our, you know, legislation on emissions and lack of aerosols. So now the air is actually cleaner. So we actually have 10% more solar energy in the atmosphere, and so they're saying that country, you know, that's something that people don't think about in terms of climate change, but it's, you know, it's remarkable.
Yeah, it is a factor, all right. Chris, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for taking the time to talk to me about that this morning.
Fantastic, Jerry. Talk to you soon. And I have a podcast there. If you look it up, go just search for Ventry Weather on your podcast app. And we talk through some of this.
Brilliant. That's great. Ventry Weather. Check it out online. Ventry Weather podcast with Chris Byrne. Thanks for talking to us this morning. A few of you on that. What did you see in your area in terms of the thunder and lightning yesterday evening? And the temperatures still pretty warm out there this morning. Sun shining in Killarney. Get your thoughts into us. We'll have more after we take these.